Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I have just talked to the Chief Justice and informed him that I shall send to the Senate this afternoon the nomination of Mr. Thurgood Marshall, Solicitor General, to the position of Associate Justice Supreme Court, made vacant by the resignation of Justice Tom C. Clark of Texas. As most of you know, Mr. Marshall is presently serving as Solicitor General. He served on the second highest court in the land, the Court of Appeals of the State of New York, from which place he resigned at my request to come here as Solicitor General. He has argued 19 cases in the Supreme Court since becoming Solicitor General. Prior to that time, he had argued some 33 cases. The statistician tells me that probably only one or two other living men have argued as many cases before the court, and perhaps less than a half a dozen in all the history of the nation. The solicitor's had some 50-odd cases. He has lost only 8 of those cases. A little background will be given you by George Christian, but Mr. Marshall was first in his class at Howard. He has had a distinguished record as private counsel and as government counsel and on courts of the land. I believe he's already earned his place in history, but I think it'll be greatly enhanced by his service on the court. I believe he earned the appointment. He deserves the appointment. He's best qualified by training and by very valuable service to the country. I believe it's the right thing to do, the right time to do it, the right man in the right place. I trust that his nomination will be promptly considered by the Senate. Thank you very much.